the deal, y'all? Welcome back to Universe EA. And today, wow, it's been a weekend, y'all. You know what I'm saying? When I say it's been a weekend, it's been a weekend. Hope y'all had a good one, because I had a good one. You know what I'm saying? Real crazy experience on a Thursday going into the weekend, but we're going to get into that. That's what we're here to talk about today. Once again, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up on Instagram, the podcast page at Universe EA. My main Instagram page is Zan_Skywalker. Those are my only two pages. I don't have any other ones for the people that ask me. Twitter page is King of Chaos. And we have a Twitter podcast page, which is also Universe EA. And you can also follow me on TikTok with a new TikTok page coming soon. But my TikTok name is the same as my Instagram, which is also Zan_Skywalker. If you want to see any of my basketball content, anything like that, you can hit Instagram, TikTok, and I've been posting on Facebook with some of my more funnier content because I am a content creator also. So tap in with me. I talk to everybody. I speak back. Just message me. Let me know. I know a lot of people out here. I'm not in Michigan. I'm in Arizona, so that's pretty cool. Now, let's get it. So, today. Nope. We ain't going to say today. We'll bring it back. Thursday, and I need y'all to stick with me. This is about me almost making a white person decision in a horror movie, which we gonna call My Life. So, for clarification, I'm not gonna disclose too much detail and nothing like that. I work in a hospital, and me working in a hospital, I do a variety of jobs. Now, this day, which we're gonna call Thursday, I was at work, normal shift. Everything was very normal until I watched a gang of nurses, a gang of doctors. Well, not a gang of doctors. I'm going to say like 2-3 of them. Still more than I normally see in one area, you know what I'm saying, of the hospital. Mind you, went on 7th floor also. Won't tell y'all where the hospital at. Not disclosing nobody information. It's steep on all that. So, everybody's staring at one room. I'm wondering, the fuck are y'all staring at? Now, this is my thing. Y'all staring off in the distance, that's cool, fine, dandy, all that, you know? Y'all staring off in the distance, I'm with that. But y'all weren't staring off in the distance. Y'all was staring off into a room. Everybody around that area was just so in tune with what the fuck was going on. And me, being black, curious, because I don't know if we got to run or not. And I got to walk past that way, so I'm going to see what they're looking at. To my motherfucking disbelief, my eyes couldn't have seen it, bro. I haven't seen what the fuck I saw ever in my life. One of the things I saw was a doll. The other one I saw was a person. At first, I thought this fucking person was a male. But this is what the fuck I saw. I'm going to tell y'all instead of beating around the bush. Everybody staring at this older white lady, which I thought was a white man in the beginning because like I couldn't really see like definite features because I was far away. But this is a white lady with a fucking Raggedy Ann doll. And for anybody that knows Raggedy Ann, that doll was the first Annabelle. Like, not all Raggedy Ann dolls, just the Raggedy Ann doll in general. This is the thing. I'm horrified at this point because she was in there alone with this doll, chilling, rubbing this doll, no TV on, in silence. Nobody else even out there is saying anything. They just all looking. And they all in shock too because we cannot believe this shit. Right? Right? I'm sitting here dead ass thinking, maybe they playing a prank on me. Maybe there's just some shit that people do. I just walked away, continued to do my job. Funny thing about it, I had to be on that side of the hospital for about an hour and a half. So, every time I walk past that room, I just wanted to see if the lady was gone. Maybe I'm tripping. Maybe it's a figment of my imagination. Maybe I'm high. I don't know. To be completely honest, I don't know what the fuck I was looking for. I don't know what answer I was looking for besides the fact something in my stomach was telling me to get the fuck away. So, I texted various people, called one of my homegirls, let her know what the fuck going on. One of my homegirls, she's very spiritual like I am. And when I say spiritual, like we believe in like ghosts, demons, all that shit. Paranormal. Not to knock anybody's belief. I'm not that kind of guy. So, I tell her, people ain't gonna believe this. You know what I'm saying? This is where the dumb thought come in at. You know what I'm saying? This is where you die in a horror movie. You know? So, I go. I'm going to take a picture of her. And that's what I want to do. I'm going to take a picture of her. Because ain't nobody going to believe it. She got an Annabelle doll in there. This white lady got an Annabelle doll in the motherfucking room. Ain't nobody going to believe this shit. Right? No. 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 Luckily, I made it back up there to that room around like 8:30, 9 o'clock. And I let my supervisor know what the fuck I had seen. So she like, oh shit, I want to go see it too. And when I tried to go back up to the room, I couldn't find her. She was gone. Just let that sink in for a second. She was gone. I don't know where the fuck she went. Didn't get discharged. Didn't anything. But I know what happened to her for real. Y'all know what happened. I'm just not going to say it on here because that's fucked up. And so initially, my stomach sank to the bottom of my ass. Because how the fuck did she just disappear like that? And then I talked to the nurse and doctor. I wanted to make sure that they seen this shit too. Like, did y'all see that? Yeah, we saw that too. That was real creepy, wasn't it? Hell yeah, they laughing shit. They thinking this shit a game. No, this shit not a game. Y'all don't feel that in the air? You feel real weird over here now. You know what I'm saying? Feel weird as fuck. Now, I told my supervisor this like a couple hours before, like right after I first seen it, text her and shit, let her know like what the fuck I saw. Didn't know she went and took a picture. Didn't show me the picture. Didn't even tell me she took a picture. Just went and took a picture. Like quick snip, bah, got the picture. Ah, yeah, ain't nobody gonna believe what the fuck I saw. Oh my God, shit. That's how I was gonna be. Luckily, I didn't. Because you want to know why? I'm going to tell y'all why. Glad as fuck that I didn't. So, I a little freaked out. Got home. Told my lady about it. She saged me down. You know what I'm saying? Saged me before I got in the car. Saged me when I got to the crib. Took a dog-ass shower. Got that shit up off me. Shook that shit off. You know? Cool. Real black people shit. Like, we're going to get this shit out the way. You know what I'm saying? So today, I go to work. I ain't seen my supervisor about 3 hours. End up getting logged out of some shit, so I had to go. You know what I'm saying? I had to go chop it up with her. Ain't seen no paranormal shit happen in my house, nothing like that. I'm good, you know what I'm saying? Because I did it right. Luckily, I listened to them. My homegirl told me don't do it. Even my girl told me, and my homeboy told me, man, don't do that shit. That shit's stupid. That's how you die in a horror movie. I wasn't thinking about it. Just thinking about the fact that, but then... Nah, fuck that. I was thinking about the fact that wasn't nobody gonna believe this, so I gotta take a picture of this. Didn't think about the repercussions or the consequences. When you take a picture of somebody that's either dying, dead, or most people, sometimes people believe also, and I do believe it at times, pictures capture the soul of the body. And I went to go talk to my supervisor. Let her know, like, I can't get logged back in, so can you help me out real quick so I can finish doing what I'm doing? So she logged me back in, and she asked me, how was my weekend? And one of my other coworkers walked in the room. You know, just in there and just chilling. I'm like, my weekend cool. You know what I'm saying? It's not really uncommon that we all ask each other how the weekend go and shit. So she fuck around and tell me something happened at her house. Okay, what the fuck is you telling me for? I ain't your husband. What am I supposed to do with that information? But no, like, she's asking me, like, besides telling, she also asked me, like, did anything happen at your house? No, what do you mean? Like, so nothing freaky, scary happened to you? No, what happened to you? So this is when she came and told me that she took a picture of the lady, and I squinted. I'm looking at her, shaking my head like in disdain, like no you didn't. When she tell me, yeah, she took a picture like a couple hours after I told her and shit what was going on. She had to go see it for herself, but she said shit is in her house now. What the fuck do you mean shit is in your house? Like, did somebody shit in your house? Or, like, I'm not understanding here. What's going on? So she proceeds to show me videos of what her and her husband captured on their house, then in their house. The first video is the same night, same day of Thursday that we got off, just later on that night. She records a video around, like, 1 in the morning. It's like Thursday night, Friday morning type shit. So she goes, because she hears somebody knocking. Sound like somebody's knocking on the fucking patio door. And it's not, no, it's not three knocks. It's not none of that. It just sounds like somebody knocking. Her initial thought, you know what I'm saying, come on now, to open the door. knowing you don't see nothing. But I saw on the camera why she opened the fucking door. You got a brick patio. You know what I'm saying? Like stone, concrete, cement kind of thing. Patio. Four chairs out there. One of her chairs is vibrating and knocking against the ground. It's not a rocking chair. It's not nothing like that. She's recording it through the door that it is hitting the ground hard as hell, vibrating while the other three chairs are not moving. That is red flag number one. Red flag number two, you went outside. You opened your door to take a step near the chair. It's something that me, as a black man, black person, I'm not doing that shit. I'm not going outside. If three chairs not moving, the fourth one is, I don't want to know what the fuck is in that chair. They can stay out there. Cool. The chair rocked. She looked at the ground. Didn't see no wires, nothing like that. She went moving with her foot. Looked up. Looked in the chair. Nothing there. Chair's just moving on camera. Craziest shit ever. Now, she closes the door. Go back in the house. She got another video. And this is why this kind of fucking scared me. And this also scared the girl. It made it worse when she showed the girl. And the girl was like something. Okay, bad. So she showed us a video of her cutting her daughter's light off. She said because she thought she was tripping, so she had to get it on camera. She cut the light off. And she had the little twist-in bulbs, the regular little old-school bulbs. Three of them in the light thing, the light fixture. Two work, one don't. This is a blown out bulb. Cool. She showed us the same video a few days ago that she sent to her daughter saying, when you get home, you're going to clean up this room after you got out of school. You're going to be in trouble kind of thing. Cool. When she cut the light off, that bulb went dark. Like, it didn't have no light when it was on. It stayed dark. In the video that she showed us, same night, 20 minutes later. 20 fucking minutes later. She in the room. Just her and her husband in the house. He said he don't remember cutting on. He probably did cut the light on. She said she didn't cut it on. Probably didn't cut the light on. So she cut the light off. The dark light, the one that don't work, the one that's out, started flickering and then glowing blue. And I've never seen nothing like that before. You can hear her in the video jump back. Like, this is her. Like, this is actually my supervisor. Like, I could see her jump back when it did that. Before, like, she jumped out of the darkness into the light. Like, that's how you could see it. But my coworker, though, saw something move as she cut the light off. So she rewound the video talking about, what you mean? What did you see? She saw whatever kind of figure that was move real fucking fast as that light, as she went for the light switch and then cut it off. Still right now, like, I'm getting goosebumps telling y'all this story, bro. Shit, fuck with me because I just heard this shit, bro. I had to sage myself again when I got home because, like, I was too close to her. Nah, I ain't fucking with that. But it's not over yet. It's not over yet. She proceeds to have a third video. This lady is fucking haunted. Something attached itself to her. The third video entails her being in the kitchen and making her husband something for them two to eat late at night. She said it's real cold in the kitchen. She's showing the temperature. She got the heat on, 75. The temp in the kitchen is 52 degrees. So instead of it being on auto, she cut the heat on. Heat came on. Now it's blowing out cold air in the kitchen where she is. Don't know why. Husband coming there. He don't know why it's so unnecessarily cold in there. Okay, well, we're going to get it figured out. Ooh. Rest of the house is heating up. Now, she proceeds to go in the room on camera to show the difference in the heat, like showing the temperature throughout the whole house. They got money, bro. This shit look crazy. So this is what happens. As she get in her room, she says it's getting cold. Her husband gets up on camera and says, I'm about to go check the heat. Because it shouldn't be cold in this room because we got the heat on and it's not on auto. he asked her what happened. You can hear him like faintly in the background. What happened to the kitchen? The kitchen is not cold anymore. It's hot. She's like, what do you mean it's hot? It was blowing cold air out. The room that they're in is cold now. Like freezing cold. 20 degrees lower than what it was. She look at me and say, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but something's going on in my house. So I look at her. She look at me. I look at my coworker. I took two steps back. And I said, what you need to do is grab you some sage and call a Catholic priest. Because it's something in your house and y'all don't need to be in there. I'm not fucking with that. And you know what I'm saying? Like, what sane person would? Then again, that was about to be me. And the reason why I said that was about to be me, because my stupid ass, guess what my dumb ass is about to do? I was going to be the one to take a picture. I was going to insert my black ass into this horror movie. This horror movie we call in life. Like, this shit ain't no game. This ain't for shits and giggles. Y'all ain't understand it. This woman is haunted. I don't know how long she has. I don't know what the fuck that figure was. It could have been something in her house before all that. But whatever you did, one, I feel like you also let it in by opening that door. Two, you fucked up by taking that picture and then still having it in your phone while you showing us the videos. Didn't show me the picture. I don't want to see that shit. Not at all. I don't ever want to see no shit like that again. Not the fuck at all. But I'm dead ass, truly not under fucking standing why you still live in that house. Because the moment you open that door and realize there's some weird shit going on in that room, the ghost can have the house. I do not live there anymore. That's what I want y'all to understand. Anywhere I stay get haunted, you can keep the house. If this is a haunted house, this is your house. You pay the bills. You can do whatever you want. You ain't got to pay the bills. You can tell the landlord or the mortgage company. You can tell the bank. Come holler at you. Not me, you. I ain't got none of that. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I am so beyond straight. And the fact that it made me see why they die in horror movies. Because she looked at that shit like it was a joke. Like, wholehearted motherfucking joke. I don't even think she was scared for it because she said so much shit, fucked up shit happened in her life. And I feel it. But you got me so far fucked up that shit in my house moving or around my house moving and I can't see, can't touch, can't hear until they want me to hear it. And I can't feel it until you want me to feel it. Nah. Ain't no way. Ain't no motherfucking way. One, I'm still standing in the house. Two, I haven't called whatever religion I believe in. Or call all the religions. Call all of them because you don't know what kind of devil you is. What if you're Catholic and you have a Jewish devil? What if you're Catholic or Christian and you have a Buddhist devil? Sumerian, Aztec, Inca. You don't know what the fuck. What if you have a fucking blood god in your house? You don't know what the fuck you got. At that point, you know what? We're going to cleanse it all with fire. We're just going to cleanse it all. That's what I feel like we should do. Cleanse all that shit with fire. And I'm not even playing. Because what the fuck? The fuck do you mean? But yeah, y'all, that's how, you know what I'm saying, I almost inserted myself into a horror movie called Life in the Paranormal in the hospital that I work in. You got me fucked up. It's a no bet. This is no bet, no brainer, none of that. I'm straight on all that shit. Got me so, no. So, if y'all don't hear from me, which y'all will, y'all keep hearing from me, because we don't do that around these parts. Y'all don't hear, well, y'all gonna hear about it, but y'all don't hear about my supervisor no more, just know, it got her. It hit her in the head like that pot on Insidious, like, put her to bed, got her. But, that's it for today, y'all. Love y'all. It's 1 in the morning. Peace.